another episode of Making Sense of It All with your host Kiara. So today's episode is all about the types of divination. So divination is the attempt to gain insight into a question or situation by way of an occultic, standardized process or ritual. There are many types of divination and I'll be going through them for today's episode. So if you're keen on opening your powers a little further and not sure about what suits you best, hopefully this episode inspires you to try these mediums. So first off, we have astrology. So I just did a whole episode on astrology explaining what it is, but it relies less on psychic abilities and more on practice and knowledge. You can become self-taught or enroll into a course online. They're very easy to find, but it's basically relying on the stars and planets and reading how they move and how that influences us as humans and the world we live in. Personally, I love astrology and I'd love to learn more about it. I love reading my chart and my friend's chart and seeing the compatibility and why this planet is in conjunction with this planet and this is in retrograde and this affects this, and it's just so interesting and I find it so fascinating. Next we have bibliomancy. So this is the method of employing sacred books for removing negative entities. So after selecting a book, the diviner will close their eyes, open the book and point at a phrase or paragraph, or while keeping their eyes closed. Upon opening their eyes and reading the selected area, they can interpret it as a special significant message. So I think that's quite interesting. Next we have cartomancy. Now this is a form of divination that requires a deck of cards, 52. A great example of it is tarot, but tarot is a bit more than 52 cards. The card reader will answer questions that they have for themselves, family, friends, or clients, and then the cards will provide insight for the past, present, and or future. I actually need some tarot cards if anyone wants to buy me my first deck. I have a deck of oracle cards, but I'd love tarot. It's bad luck to buy your first deck of cards, so make sure someone's buying them for you. Then we have clairomancy. So this practice involves the use of small objects like pebbles, dice, crystals, anything like a part of nature. To learn clairomancy, you'll need 13 light-coloured small objects, so say pebbles for example, and then 13 dark-coloured pebbles. So ask any yes or no question and place the object in a bag and shake them well. While you shake, ask the question 2 times. Now keep your eyes closed and lay the object on a flat surface and count the number of light and dark objects. If there are more light, then the answer is yes. And if there are more dark, the answer is no. If you have the same amount of the light and colored, the light and dark, there is no answer. I really want to try this type of divination out. I've never heard of it before, so I gotta go for a walk and go find some pebbles. Next is dowsing. There are 2 types of these methods. One is used with rods. This is usually used to locate areas where there may be water, and it's often also used to find missing objects. And the second method is when the diviner uses a pendulum to get a yes or no question answered. So I have not used the rod before because I have not needed to locate water, but I do have a pendulum and it's crazy. So I got my pendulum in a monthly subscription box and I used it. So before you use it, you hold it. And if you don't know what a pendulum is, it's a crystal shaped into like the 3D version of a triangle, a pyramid. Oh my god. And then it hangs on a piece of metal. This is the worst description ever, but if you just look up pendulum, you'll look at it and be like, oh yeah, I know what that is. So you hold it out and you hold your hand out, or you can get a sheet of material that points like yes, no, maybe. But I use my hand. And before you ask the question, you say, show me yes, and it will show you up and down or side to side. And then you say, show me no, and then it will do the opposite. So if I do yes, it will go up, forward and backward. And then if I say no, it might go side to side. And then if I say maybe, it will go in like a circle. And then I was asking it questions that I knew the answer to, and it would say yes or no. And I'm like, oh my God, this is crazy. And then I had my friend come over and I was showing him, and he was like, oh my God. But then I read something the other day that the pendulum is controlled by your subconscious mind. So really, when you're looking for the answer for something, you already truly know what the answer is. So I tried that out. So I asked a question and I got the answer no. And I'm like, I don't really like that. And then I realized I'm actually thinking no in my head. So then I started thinking more positively and thinking of a yes. And then the pendulum started changing the direction it was going in. I'm like, oh my God. Wow. So we all have the answers within us. We know what we want. And sometimes it just takes a crystal to show us that. The next one is fortune telling. So a lot of us are familiar with this. You know, we know them as psychics or a fortune teller. And the diviner holds the power, and the practice involves predicting the future. So this takes a lot of psychic abilities. You can't really read up about being a fortune teller. So there's really not much to that. Then there's palmistry, and this is reading the lines, the colors, and the shapes in the palms. I remember learning about palm reading in primary school, and I thought it was so cool that I knew how many kids I was going to have by the lines on my palm. Like, that was the big thing that everyone was looking at in primary school. I just remember that. But also, like, the heart line, the lifeline, it's just... And it makes sense. Everyone's fingerprint's different. Everyone has different lines on their hands. So it makes sense that this is a way of seeing into our lives. Whereas if we all had the same lines and fingerprints and shapes and colors on us, on our hands specifically, I wouldn't think it would be that cool. But I'm just looking at my palms now. I'm like, wow, you hold so many secrets that I don't know about. But again, palmistry, you can definitely read into it. Maybe do a course, just read a heap of books. And then it's easy. You can do the reading on yourself, read your palm first. But yeah, I think that's really cool. Sorry, I'm just gazing at my palms. Now we have lithomancy. This method uses stones, crystals, and rocks. So to use this divination for yourself, you must be familiar with the meanings of the stones, the crystals, and sometimes the rocks. So for example, a rose quartz symbolizes love. You will then use the meaning of that to interpret what the message is that has been given to you. So to try it out and practice, place 10 crystals in a bag, shake them, ask the question, use your intuition and pull one out. Then using the symbolism of the crystal, stone or rock, your answer has been received. Next is numerology. This is also another one of my favorites and one that I've been fascinated with. It revolves around numbers and their spiritual significance. This divination doesn't require any psychic abilities. You'll just need to research the numbers and their meanings, and it's a great way to find guidance in life. So we all have our life paths, and I'm an 11. And you just find that out by calculating your birthday together, like the numbers together. And also, when I got my soul contract read, they ask for your full name. And I think she used numerology to calculate my life path. I can't remember if it's your birthday or your full name. Anyway, they're both very important. And then for my full name, she was able to get all this information. And that's why our names are so important, and we choose our names. I have four names. I have two middle names. That's why I have four names. But a lot of people don't think that we choose our names, because we go, oh, I don't like my name. Or choosing our family as well. Oh, I don't like my family. Why would I ever choose them? Life lessons, babe. That's why. So, yeah, numbers are very powerful. Yeah, numerology can really dive into a lot of other things about you. And I think it's really great for guidance. So instead of seeing a psychic to predict your future, using numerology can help you get on the right path for what's truly your purpose and unlocking your magic and power. Because finding out what you're really here for and what you really need to do is really special. Next, we have scrying. So this is looking into the crystal ball and seeing the future. So we've seen this in a lot of movies and TV shows, I feel. And I always wondered how is one seeing the future in a crystal ball? Like, I don't understand. And I've looked into crystals. I have a crystal ball and I'm like, okay, I don't see the future. What is this? But it's allowing your mind to enter a state where you can see a spiritual vision. So this is, of course, where meditating comes into full force and allowing and unlocking your psychic abilities. And you can also do this gazing into a water or a mirror. I probably wouldn't recommend a mirror because I'm assuming if it's looking into a mirror, you're looking into yourself and that can cause some weird feelings. But water would be cool, and crystals, I think it's really easy to focus on something. And then lastly, what I have is tassiography. So this is reading someone's future from tea leaves and from coffee. So this method is quite common, I feel. I've had it done to me before, and that would include me drinking Turkish coffee, leaving a little bit of the dirt, the disgusting coffee, I don't like coffee, then placing it upside down, turning three times. I don't know if you need to turn three times, but that's just what I've done. And then wait. And then it's always been interpreted for me. However, I've never done the tea leaves. That's also interesting because with coffee, if you've ever gotten it done, you can see it, like, it falls down because there's still, like, it falls and it goes into shapes. And then with tea leaves, I'm assuming all the tea leaves look the same. How can a tea leaf change the shape? I don't know. I don't know. If anyone's gotten their tea leaves read, please let me know and tell me how it went. But it's so much fun. My friend's mum did it to me not that long ago. And then it's usually at Easter or a holiday when the yayas are out and reading the coffee cup. So this brings us to the end of the episode. These are a couple of forms of divination. Everyone can access these powers. It's magic. We all have magic. We can all access it. We're all spiritual beings. And I hope listening to this episode, a type of divination has gravitated towards you, or you've already looked up how to do astrology further, like a course, while listening to this. It's cool to know that there's all these forms of divination that can help tap into your power, help guide you, help predict your future, and help figure out what's best for you. And this is just, it's just another way of communicating with the universe or working alongside it to figure out what's best for you, or if, you know, you're reading for someone else, what's best for them. And another big tip for every single one of this divination is tapping into your intuition. So I know a lot of them don't require psychic abilities like astrology, numerology, but being able to tap into your intuition and say, okay, well, this is happening for you. And then maybe you might be receiving a message from your higher self or the universe to say this to yourself or to your client or whatever. It just helps you allow to go deeper and why this is happening. And another example is with the crystal shaking. If you pick out a stone and you're not sure why you picked it, you pick one out and you don't know what it means, and the answer may not be straightforward, but that's when you can tap into your intuition and use your gut feeling to help guide you in your subconscious mind into knowing what's right and what that actually means for you or another person. So that's all we have for today, and thank you for listening.